Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
You didn't know how fast I'd do that one, did
No,
you?
You're right on the ball with that one.
I'm right
we
on
should
it.
Remind everybody that this is a live call-in show. So
it
if
is.
You have questions for us, you can pick up the phone and give us a call. You can reach us at 866-712-1300.
Absolutely. And if for any reason you want to go back and listen to any of these shows, you can always go to our teamreba.com/blog where we post past shows. And we've had some pretty fantastic guests, you know. Puget Sound Energy with Energize East Side Project.
Yep.
We've had communities and schools. We've had interior designers, landscape designers. We've had
3D photography.
Photography, and we've also had a couple of builders on with Green Canopy and
Powell
also
Homes.
Brooks Powell Homes.
And we've talked about Dick's Drive-In.
Yeah,
a
all
lot.
The important stuff.
A lot.
The
yeah.
super,
yeah.
super important stuff. And we've heard you sing the Norwegian National Anthem.
Thank you very much.
Who could forget that from last week?
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
Just a walk down memory lane thinking about that. Thanks
yeah.
so much for bringing
Find
it
Find that
up.
On the blog, segment 3, right at the beginning
yeah.
of the hour.
Super, super.
Or beginning of the segment.
Super proud of that of that bit. Yeah, absolutely.
It was pretty fantastic. I was really glad that Mara Fixdal, who was our guest that day, shared that broadly.
Fellow Norwegian.
Yes, she shared that broadly.
She did.
Yes.
Oh, that's really scary.
And because we do Facebook boost posts on all of our shows, we had at least another 18 people who clicked on that and got the opportunity to, you know, just really enjoy your phenomenal voice for that.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
I don't think I'll be quitting my day job anytime soon. I just wish we
Please
didn't have
don't.
The auto tuner turned on at that time. That probably would have been helpful.
Yeah. You know what was odd was that there was one time that David Summers, our wonderful producer here, he and I heard you singing that a cappella, and you were sounding quite spot on, and suddenly then when you actually had music to sing to, it went, what happened? I don't know what confused you.
Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, he didn't get to record you that day, so we can't do a comparison and contrast.
Thank you very much for that, David Summers.
Yeah,
no contrast and compare. I think that's I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
okay.
And last week we were talking about our first-time buyer class. We had a successful class this last Saturday.
We did. Met some really nice new people.
Good turnout. Lots of lots of good questions.
Yeah, I was looking at the summaries that everybody gave from the class because everybody gets has to do a review of the course along with all their other information. And yeah, there was some really nice comments about what people learned and the great amount of information. So
I think we'll be scheduling one coming up here probably in the near future as well, most likely on the west side.
Yes,
maybe
we
West
will.
Seattle or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and most definitely. Or we might even take it up to Finney Ridge.
Take it on the road. Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah. We haven't done one in Finney Ridge for a while.
I still am threatening to do one at one of our local wineries and we could actually do pairings.
Let's
we
stop
could pair,
threatening.
FHA loans with Merlots and
I think so. Yeah,
conventional zero down financing with Cabernets
or something
yes. like that.
What would you put with a Prosecco?
Ooh, man. I got to go with a mortgage credit certificate.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, nice and bubbly.
Pop really
yes.
well, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Actually, it would be kind of fun to do that. I think we should definitely put that together.
But enough about that.
Yes. I know. So, now I want to go to cocktail hour.
Yeah,
thanks.
There you go. So,
thanks for that.
Joe Rivas. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
So, Joe, tell us a little bit about your company and your background.
Yes.
Old Republic Home Protection. Old Republic Home Protection has been in the industry for over 40 years. We have an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau, and we're in the business of helping homeowners transfer the cost of repairs, whether it be electrical, plumbing, appliances, to us through a home warranty plan.
Excellent. So,
what started home warranties? Was there any like specific thing that was going on in the industry?
Absolutely. It started in California. It was created by real estate agents.
Okay.
Real estate agents tired of actually giving their earnings back to the homeowner. What I mean by that is, you know, they get a call a day later to a week later, and the homeowner
after closing.
After closing, and the homeowner would be stressful, upset about something that's gone wrong. So at this, you know, at this
meaning point, like, oh, the washer stopped working, the furnace broke down.
Furnace broke down, yeah. Something that, you know, was working before they bought it.
Right.
So,
yeah, the Association of Realtors does studies and right. they, you know, check in with people who've been buying homes. And I tell people all the time that anywhere from upwards of 40% of properties that transfer that are resale properties, something happens that first year, and it can be anything. Dishwasher, a laundry item, maybe it's the garage doors.
They're all,
you
know, used,
it could be
items.
Anything.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, you know, they would get the call, and they would be upset because the homeowner would be upset because something's gone wrong. Now they have to pay. I mean, they're right. probably strapped for money at this point because they put out all their earnings into their new home.
Mm-hmm.
And so the realtor would have basically no option but to help them pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they, realtors in California.
Or they felt they had no option.
Yeah, exactly. They felt like they had no option.
It's not really their legal obligation to
it
do
wasn't.
Any of that.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I just want to make sure and point that out.
Yes, yes.
Because it's not their legal obligation. However, that's interesting that it was actually real estate agents. Yes. And it was California because, so I got in the industry in 2003.
Yes.
And I've been offering these to all my clients since then, because when I got in the industry and I looked around and saw what was happening in other states, California was one where this was a common practice and I think actually a required practice. My mom happens to do real estate in the Midwest, and that also was an area where these are very commonly used in transactions, almost all transactions,
exactly.
even up to four unit transactions.
Exactly.
And I've always been a fan. And it's funny because I'm sure you probably know this because you work in the industry, but our local multiple and association of realtors and just the industry in general and the state, they didn't require us to mention these until just like about 2 years ago.
Right. And so in California, the last statistic I've seen or heard of, it was that 88% of homes that close with a home warranty.
Yeah.
In Washington, it's a lot less. It's lower.
Significantly less.
And it's basically the education piece, getting to know what it does, how can it help your clients, and just getting the word out more. It's going to increase those numbers here in Washington. And, you know, the result would be that the homeowners will get a lot, have a lot more benefit with the home warranty plan.
So when do you have any local statistics, like how many claims are actually filed and how many people are able to take advantage of the home warranty?
Well, the first year claims, let's say the home closes tomorrow and a year from tomorrow, 56% of new homeowners with the plan make claims. So
Holy
over
cow.
Half of them.
Wow.
And the average cost is $500.
Wow.
So
okay. Makes sense.
Any of our plans would basically pay for itself on the first claim.
Right, right.
Oh, so, yeah.
I mean, any of the plans. And our number one claim is drain stoppages.
Oh, so, really?
I believe that.
Yes.
I absolutely believe that because – so I bought them for myself as well right. when I do my home purchases. So when I bought my last house in Renton back in 2007, I bought one of these for myself. And the two claims I made on it in that first year were exactly because I was having problems with my plumbing lines.
Right.
Now – I will say I also have changed my business practice. A lot of people have been starting to learn about sewer scopes. Had I done a sewer scope, I now recommend them to all of my clients. Nice. But had I done a sewer scope, I would have found that the problem I was running into was actually because the sewer line underneath my driveway had been collapsing. So the plumbing guy, I still say it was worth it though, because like a plumber can cost $100 to $150 an hour at least. And they have, you know, a lot of times minimum call out fees. So I only had to pay like $60 or $65 for this plumber to come out. And then, you know, they routed my line. So it was working again. And then it was a couple weeks later, it backed up again. And that's again, because it was collapsing.
Right. And one of the ways that happens too is a plumber goes out and does a snake. That's like,
right.
And that basically,
and that's what he did.
That just pokes a hole into all the mess.
Yep.
And the water's not running strong. It's a weak flow. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we go ahead and send the plumber out there and hydrojet the system.
Which is much more effective.
Exactly.
If it's for the right thing. Now, if you have a collapsing sewer, that's
right,
a different
exactly.
thing. But if it's root bound, which we had that happen very recently. Last year, the Colemans that we worked with, that was one where we did a sewer scope. And it was, you know, I mean, even in this really busy, crazy multiple offer market, you know, they won multiple offers, and we got the inspection done and through that and did the sewer scope. found out that they had three homes that all went to the same sewer line, and that thing was really just, it was getting ready. Like if they had like a big holiday where tons of people started using that sewer system, there was the strong likelihood of it backing up. And so definitely we got it hydrojetted, which is way, way better when you've got like the roots coming in.
It saves money, not only for the company, but for the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a $65 deductible with every claim, and if you have to keep calling every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, you have to pay $65 each time.
Right.
So when we do the hydrojet, it's basically one time and it goes for, I mean,
it lasts much
a
longer.
While. Yes.
Yeah, much, much longer. Well, at least in their case, what was really useful is that when we were closing that transaction, the title wasn't real obvious about who the other two properties were. So they were going to have to figure it out. Right. And with the help of the title company, say like, who is house A and house B? Because you're house C. So now go make sure you touch base with those other two homeowners so that the next time this needs to be done, because legally they all are responsible financially.
Yes.
So it was, but it was useful to know that it's like, hey, we're going to have this thing taken care of for you. And then you have time,
Exactly. You
know, a lot of time before you have to worry about it again. And it's, and we've, like I said, we've had lots of folks. I should even have our other assistant, Jessica, call in. She bought a house last year with her husband down in Tumwater, and we got her a home warranty.
Great.
And she's used it twice.
Yes.
She used it once for either one of her laundry machines, washer or dryer, and then their hot water heater.
Yes.
Yeah, and this was a house that was built in the 1980s, so I think it may have had one other replacement of the water heater, but it was getting ready to go.
When you take over your new home, when the day you get the keys, it only has to work one time. The next time it breaks down, the warranty covers that.
Right.
Well, can you talk about what types of things are covered in a typical warranty?
Yes.
Well, let's start with our standard plan. Our standard plan is our lowest price plan, but there's so much coverage in there. If you look from the plumbing, any pipe breaks. We will cover the wall that we have to tear down, all the workmanship, the pipe itself. The damage from that goes on the home insurance. So in a way, you're fully covered. And then you go to the furnace, anywhere from repairs, heat pump repairs, or the full cost replacement, we will also cover that. And that's $280 we charge, that's our plan, our standard plan for the year.
Right.
And then you go to the electrical, which, can run another up to $3,000.
Okay.
So you get quite a bit of coverage just for a basic standard plan.
Well, let's get into some of the other types of coverage that are available there as well. We're going to go into a quick break, but we'll be right back with Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.